Welcome to Anything But a One, Adventures in Historical Miniature Wargaming. Do you take playing with your toy soldiers seriously?
They're historical miniatures, Chantel.
Well, these nerds sure do. Here are your hosts, Tom Castaños, Richard Martinez, and Ray Winstead.
Welcome back to Anything But a One, Adventures in Historical Miniature Wargaming. Chantel, thank you. Remember to like and share the podcast so we find out about more cool stuff to share with you. If you can rate us, give us a 5 stars out there, please do it. We had a great run going for a while, and I'd like to inspire people again to get on. If you haven't already done it, just take a moment on your podcatcher app and give us a rating. It does help the algorithm. We really appreciate it. You can also support the podcast financially with from our buzzsprout.com webpage. Buy us a beer or join us on patreon.com/ABA1. Like everything in life, I think we are quicker to complain than to gloat over or to uplift someone. I used to do this thing when I trained park rangers, where I would ask them in a room, I would say, can you tell me, think back and give me an example of some exceptional customer service that you've experienced? And I would look at my watch quietly and watch. And about 20 seconds, 25 seconds in, somebody would say, oh yeah, the other day at the grocery store, I like left my eggs at the checkout stand and the little checker girl came running out into the parking lot with my eggs. And I go, man, that's a great example. And then 2 or 3 other people would come up with something similar. Then I'd say, okay, everybody close your eyes for a second. Can you come up with an example of bad customer service? And I didn't finish the sentence before somebody said, the cable company. The point of that experiment is we remember the bad far more than we, you know, we're quicker to react to the negative than we are to, give accolades to the positive. So with that in mind, we bounced around and thought about who are some of our favorite vendors. And by vendor, it could be a company that sells other people's stuff. It could be the company themselves. It could be a reseller. It could be an artist. But, you know, I've had my fair share of stinky encounters with trying to order something and it was back ordered and they weren't very communicative and ring, 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 ring. I won't mention a name. There's one that comes to mind immediately, but I've got a lot of good ones.
I don't think we need to go down the road of the problems.
No.
Yeah, it would be here way too long.
It would make my feet sore. All right. But we can do the opposite. We can talk about places that, man, I'm just blown away by their customer service.
Yes.
And
just to mention, nobody has asked us to do any of these.
No freebies. Well, you can send them now if you want.
Nobody has paid us.
We're not this endorsed
is,
in
this
any way.
Is all just our own opinions.
Yeah. And appreciation.
And appreciation for people we've dealt with.
I'm going to go first this time, and it's one that I turned Ray on to recently. And if you've not ordered from kick-assmailorder.com, and they've got I wouldn't say they have a huge stock of things, but they've got the odds and ends. They've got some bolt action. They've got some Flames of War. They've got some Team Yankee. They've got a few different kinds of odds and ends you don't normally see, but this is one of those. So it's US based. We should bring this up because we have listeners all over the world. It's US based. And, you know, I've ordered from them on Monday and gotten a confirmation an hour later and a shipping confirmation by the end of the day and the package 48 hours later. I mean, super fast.
And then,
and then you get a little Jolly Rancher in the box with the toy. You can totally bribe my diabetic ass with candy. That's amazing. I mean, they, and then I've ordered many times from them with the exact same experience every single time. They are consistent and fast.
I've had the same experience.
Yep.
In fact, you and I talking about them after the first time I ordered it is what made me think of doing this.
Yeah, they need that props that they are so good at what they do. And by the way, we'll have all of these in the show notes so that you can partake of these companies as well. But yeah, if you're looking for, like I said, you know, I'm not going to lie. They don't have like the hugest stock of everything. They're not going to have every single product of everything you've ever wanted. But if they have the thing you're looking for and you're in the U.S., and I'm not saying you can certainly, I'm sure, order out of the country too. But I can tell you from a U.S. buyer or a U.S. company, crazy fast, super reliable, and just a dream to order from.
Yeah, if you're doing Flames of War, Team Yankee, they've got terrain stuff. They've got some objective mm-hmm. pieces mm-hmm. that are not made by
Battlefront. Yeah.
So they have some companies that support them.
Yep.
They've got a lot of stuff for those 15s, World War II,
yeah.
modern.
Even the World War One stuff, the Great War stuff.
So you might want to take a look at them next yep. time you're, especially if you're in the U.S. because yep. they are fast and efficient.
We thank them for what they've done, and yeah, give them a try. Ray, what's another one?
I've also had very similar experiences with Rubicon, the company that makes stuff that I guess people mostly use for bolt action,
mm-hmm.
Various vehicles. They are excellent kits. I know some people who build them just as models because
right.
they're so detailed.
Right.
They go together very easy, but they're also sturdy and still have a lot of details.
I was going to say,
stand up well on the table for gaming.
From someone that doesn't like building models, the greatest, you know, applause I can give them is the fact that it built like a game piece, but looked like a model.
Exactly.
You know, it was simple to build. Everything fit together beautifully, and it still looked really good. And some of them have like extra detail and even interior pieces you don't have to put in if you're just playing a game, but it's not rocket science to do.
Some of their kits come with really finely detailed parts, but they have another optional part yep. for the gaming piece.
The more rough and tumble.
That'll stand up on the table. But I've ordered from them several times, and almost every time I will order it usually in the middle of the night because that's when I'm online.
You're a vampire.
Looking yeah. for ways to spend my money. And usually by 8 o'clock the next morning, I've got a shipping notification.
Yep. yep. That's a great one.
So they are very prompt, very efficient, had no troubles getting anything from them. They are, like everybody, occasionally out of stuff.
Yeah.
I
mean, that means they're doing well.
But I think that's mostly been since the COVID thing yeah. was kind of thrown.
Yeah.
Shipping, but it's still pretty rare. I've not had any real problems getting what I want from them.
Yeah. You know, and Rubicon, they're a manufacturer.
Yes.
You know, unlike, you know, talk about Kick-Ass, that's just a retailer. And, you know, it's supply and demand. It's a lot of things,
yeah, they
you know.
They design the kits they sell.
And you never know how big these companies are. You know, in our mind, I see this smoking factory with mm-hmm. chimneys and like that. And meanwhile, it's a, you know, particularly with the old white metal figures. It's like a dude in the garage with a little spinny mold thing, you know. So yeah, you give Gramps a credit that he's, you know, cranking out your 60,000 Carthaginians in between making supper. And
yeah,
you know,
if I'm not mistaken, I think Kick-Ass is a husband and wife.
I don't doubt it. Team. But man, they're cranking it out, man. So, mm-hmm. So Rich, you got a little different take on some of this.
Yeah, it's not little old husband and wife cranking out something. When it comes to the hobby, as the resident lazy, low hanging fruit grabber type guy I am, I love Amazon. I mean, Amazon is my go to for just about everything. Like you mentioned, the problem with it is you're not going to get specific for if you're looking for something that has to be. If I want the Velite Neapolitan Guard unit, I'm not going to find it there.
Yeah.
But for a base,
Neapolitan ice cream.
Yeah, okay, could get that, I'm sure. Before it even melts, I'm sure,
that's
with Amazon.
Right.
But if you're looking just for base core stuff, I mean, for everything we play at least, right?
Yeah.
Ray mentioned Flames of War, I can get that on Amazon.
Yep.
Pike and Shot, I can get that on Amazon. I can get most Black Powder stuff. Yep. It's all there, and it's all for and many times a significant discount for what you would normally get it at, you know, the regular retail price of what it is. Like you said, short delivery time. Yep. If I've ever had a problem, there's no problem returning it. So, I mean, it just checks all the boxes. The only thing that it comes down to is if there's a very specific type of unit, then yeah, they're probably not going to have that. But the way I play my armies anyway, it's all just regular ground pounders anyway. Yeah, I don't need all that specialty stuff. I don't buy the specialty stuff anyway. I'll let others do that.
Really, the only drawback to shopping Amazon is dealing directly with the devil and killing small businesses. But no, you're right. And I've used it for a lot of like scenery things because you know they got woodland scenics and all of that stuff. Ploof. And yeah, you usually have it tomorrow, you know, if not, you know, I've gotten a lot of my tools and even to a point, sometimes I've bought paint because it's just, again, it's right away. And until very recently, we didn't have a local hobby shop that kept a good stock of Vallejo paints. That's changed a little bit. And I've also changed some of my taste in paints lately, but again, you could get them, it's not shopping at one store. You're shopping at hundreds of retailers around the world. So if you needed that one color, the odds were that somebody had
it. It's too easy. Yeah. The other thing is if it's something that's out of stock. I mean, out of print. If it's been, you know, if it's not in current production, you're not going to find it on that place.
Yeah,
I don't know. I found odds and ends like that too.
Yeah, because you're scouring every corner of the universe when you're ordering through them.
Yep.
So, I'll take my turn and I'll go equally big box in the respect that I do get stuff off of eBay.
Okay.
Particularly in more recent times when we were upticking, or I was more than y'all, but we were upticking on Flames of War, with Battlefront's propensity to produce something for a good solid 24 hours before it's out of stock. I went back and got a ton of the unit cards and command cards that just weren't available anywhere else at that point in time. And I didn't, thankfully they weren't yet being qualified as collector's items and I wasn't getting my eyes gouged out. And I do typically look for shops that sell on eBay more than just the random dude out of, you know, I'm getting rid of my collection guy. Although I've bought a few things from those. But almost all of my Flames of War cards were gotten off of eBay. And some of the blister packs of stuff that I just couldn't find in any retailer anymore were picked up off of eBay. So, you know, I guess there was a long time, and I know Ray had some bad experiences early on with eBay. But
yeah, that was back in my modeling days, though, and it was it finally worked out. But yeah, I had a character who tried to basically rip me off.
Oh yeah, it happened. I'm okay. So one of my other many vices is like classic wartime G.I. Joe, the 12-inch whatever, and some of the eBay stuff on that is just insane. Somebody had the 45 pistol. They said it was a like a relic original, and they wanted like $800 for this stupid little 45. It's like, no, I don't think so. Because, you know, they're going to put out there whatever the market will bear. And there's some idiot out there with more money than sense that will buy that, you know. But
yeah.
But by and large, if you just like, you know, a little buyer beware and pay attention, there's odds and ends, weird stuff. You know, Noble Knight Games sells a ton of stuff through eBay. So yes, they're another one of those that you can.
Here's the question. I mean, I think I've only ever purchased one thing through eBay. I'm not quite sure exactly how it worked. That was many years ago. But if I recall correctly, it's set up where you can do the bid or outright buy. Do you do the outright buy? Do you
put almost a bid always in? The buy now. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have the patience for the bid, like count down freaking 7 days. Like
okay. Most of the retailers that sell on eBay have the buy it now price and don't even do a bid.
Oh, okay.
It's just like a marketplace.
I just remember the
bid. It's the individual buyers, and it has to be something really kind of oddball, you know, where you bid on it. I've done that more on the G.I. Joe stuff than I ever did on any. I don't think I've ever bid on gaming.
Back in my modeling days, it was almost all through a bid.
Yeah.
You had to bid on it and then wait, and then at the last 30 seconds before you thought it was yours, somebody else will outbid you.
Right.
Yeah, it'd just be frustrating for me. It's more frustrating than the value you get from
that's
it.
That's been like, a long time.
You had to be up
ago.
There at 3 a.m. when it was going, yeah.
If I'm not going to just pay what they're asking for it, I don't use.
But don't get. Don't
but that's
it.
Also a rule of thumb of auctions in general. You have your price and you leave it alone and you don't get suckered into the last true minute like, no. $5,000. Okay. You got the Tupperware.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's my weird one. So, Ray, what's another one?
This is going to be another smaller shop. Mm-hmm. It's a guy that, as far as I know, pretty much does everything on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Is Shogun Miniatures.
The bases.
Who mostly makes bases. Almost everything I own now is mounted on bases I've got from him.
You've bought from them too, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Yeah, Shogun's an excellent.
That's
excellent
one all of us could agree on, right? Yeah.
Very niche, but very good.
The guy's got excellent customer service.
Mm-hmm.
He's got all his stuff and the prices, which are very reasonable.
Very fair.
For what you're getting. I've had some special projects, and he's actually worked with me doing some unusual things that he normally doesn't do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had that experience with him. He ships very promptly, considering he doesn't make the stuff till you order it.
Right.
But yeah, he ships promptly. Yeah. The shipping is reasonable.
Very reasonable.
Like
some of those packages get kind of heavy.
Yes. And I've told him many times in corresponding with him, I wished every vendor I dealt with was like him.
Yeah.
He is amazing.
Yep. He can get solid metal bases or the mag bases, the plastic bags, mm-hmm, with the magnetic bottom. He's got movement trays that match because they're all custom cut, so it can be.
Yeah, you can get the mag bases with steel movement trays, so they stick to the tray,
yep,
mm-hmm, and you,
yep,
and you can get them with the lip or without the lip.
Yep, that's right. Project coming, that's like the first I figure out, well, how many bases I'm gonna need. All of, when we I started converting all of my 15 Napoleonics for LaSalle, yeah, he got a big old order from me of,
and you know, unlike the old days where I used to make my own bases,
yeah,
sometimes I'd buy a big sheet of sheet plastic or,
yeah,
mm-hmm, basswood or whatever I could find and try to cut them out, and they were okay, but, mm-hmm, you know, they're not terribly uniform.
Nope.
His stuff is all uniform.
No, 100%.
So.
Yep. Time is money. Yeah, I used to think, oh, it's cheaper,
exactly,
to cut that. No, it's not. If I spend all weekend cutting out bases and they're lousy bases to boot,
right,
what did,
right,
I gain?
Yeah, and after a while, after a while, I'm just tired of doing it. I've gotten to the point since I've discovered this guy, I don't cut out bad. I just go straight to him. Yep. I don't think about it. Even when stuff comes with its bases now,
yeah,
I like the uniformity. I'll usually switch over and remount it on his stuff.
I agree 100%. You know, it's enough of a hassle to paint and all that, so the last thing I want to worry about is a rotten base. Yeah. You know, so boop, there it is, and boof.
And it's done well.
Yeah,
done nice.
Yes. Done very well.
Yep. Yeah, he is excellent. I recommend him very highly.
Yep. Yeah. Rich, anybody else you want to bring up? Or
I have one more. Yeah. Now, I haven't ordered this vendor a ton of times, but the few times I have, very easy, I think intuitive site to kind of order your materials. Good delivery time. It wasn't a long delay. Had what I was looking for, and I love the product, and that is Vitrix Miniatures. I don't know if I was ordering from, if they had a U.S. distribution, if it was from freaking wherever country they're in. But no, I've always had, when we were building up our Hail Caesar Gaelic and Britain's Gaelic and Roman force, I happened to order quite a bit of my Gaelics from there. Mm-hmm. And I love the customer service, love the accuracy. Yep. There was, I mean, they were accurate. I love the miniatures for a good price. Not as good as Amazon, but still a good price. And
yeah, the only complaint I've ever really had about them is the packaging, because it comes from Europe.
Plastic bag,
yeah. Yeah, they come in a bag, and you know, I wish they would come in a sturdier box. Though they do package them for shipping well.
Things still. Yeah, I think I came in a box.
Going overseas, things get jostled. So. Yeah. But yeah, I love their miniatures. Their miniatures have improved so much over the years. Tom doesn't like them because he actually has to put them together.
Yeah,
but where he finds that as a fault, I find that as a plus.
Yeah, you know, look, they're beautiful. They are. They're more assembly than. And by the way, that's a good thing in the respect that it leaves you options and all kinds of stuff. Just my personal taste is, in that respect, I kind of like the Warlord ones better. That are largely almost one piece with a spare arm and a head. Kind of get rolling faster, but they're lovely. They're lovely. The Bavarians, I still argue about like the face and the helmet and all of that stuff, but they're beautiful when they're all put together. There's no question about that.
Their shipping is still, at least for us here in the United States, is still kind of high. But it's not nearly as high as it was. And it's not as high as other people coming from Europe. They're probably one of the more reasonable on the international shipping. At least that's been my experience. Yep.
So one that would benefit, and not to take anything away from Victrix Direct, but I'm going to go with a little group of guys up here in near the Dallas-Fort Worth area called Dork Shop. D-O-R-K shop. Mm-hmm. I ran into them at Millennium Con, and I have used them for a number of times, actually, surprisingly, for Victrix.
Oh, okay.
And also for some Warlord stuff. They're a small retailer. When they come to the cons, they have a ton of Victrix on hand, you know, right there. And again, for us, they're here in Texas. So, I mean, the shipping is very good. Another group that turns around their orders really fast and does a fabulous job. And again, do they have like the biggest, are they going to have to give you everything that Victrix is wearing? No. But if it's something you want and they've got it, they're going to get it to you really fast. And they're nice guys. Again, I've interviewed them for the podcast video, interviewed them at Millennium Con, and use them a number of times, and they're super at turning an order around. Yeah. You know, and that's what you want. I mean, that's what Amazon has done negatively for the world. You know, I mean, we're for people that tap their foot and wait impatiently for microwave popcorn, you know, Amazon is your thing, right? That you hit send, and then the doorbell rings, and there's a robot with your package waiting for you.
Immediate gratification.
Oh, yeah. Think back, you know, when we were in Kansas and you ordered stuff off the back of the comic book and you mailed a check with a self-addressed stamped envelope and waited 4 to 6 weeks for delivery, you know, and we thought that was amazing.
For those sea monkeys.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Get you some sea monkeys or whatever, you know, the little flat soldiers, the thousand of them in the little cardboard box, the size of a matchbox. But, you know, we've become remarkably spoiled for that spontaneous gratification. And for these small vendors to turn an order around and get it out to you in a matter of a couple of days, it means they're humping it, right? They're likely working long beyond an 8-hour day to make sure that orders are processed and these things are in the mail. And you got to appreciate that.
Yeah,
you know, you have definitely. To absolutely appreciate that.
Yeah. And the guys that we've mentioned so far, Shogun and Kick-Ass especially, I've never had them screw up an order.
Yeah.
I've always gotten exactly what I ordered, exactly as it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I really haven't had any issues that I've had to follow up with them.
Mm-hmm.
With the only thing about the dork shop, though, and I bring this up only because I want people to be able to find them. If you just go on Google and look up the item that you're looking for and go to the shopping thing, mm-hmm. they don't always show up. So you really kind of have to Google them directly and then kind of go through what they have. Search their actual website.
Yeah. And I think that's just a product of the fact that they're not that big.
They're
you know?
A smaller operation.
And we're certainly going to help that out by putting a link in the show notes, all of these. So you'll be able to go directly to Dork Shop for that.
But if you're just Googling the item and you don't see them on there, don't just assume that they don't have it. Actually kind of go and look.
Yeah, that's very fair. So I'm going to kind of round this out, and I'll start with I'm going to call it an honorable mention, because the one I'm going to think is right along the line with Victrix. But Warlord, you know, yeah, you deal with the shipping, but they've got a fairly low threshold to where you go into the free shipping category, even to the U.S. It typically, if you're starting a new army, you're not going to go and buy one blister of something from Warlord. But if I'm starting an army, like with my pike and shot stuff or whatever, I hit that threshold of free shipping very quickly. And I will say that from the U.K., it came fast.
Same.
And they always throw in a free sprue of something they're trying to, the crack they're trying to give you something. Hey, don't you think you need some
drop the hint for what you need to do next?
Right. But you know, I've always had exceptional customer service directly from Warlord. Like I said, I don't buy directly from them often because I have to hit that threshold to make it worthwhile, and there are other options to get some of the individuals. But a lot of the stuff, particularly their metal things, are kind of on demand anyway, the weird little characters and whatnot. So I've had very, very good experience through them, although, again, I don't use it often. When I had, it's always been a positive experience.
Yep. And if you're going to mention Warlord, I have to mention Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Perry Brothers. Their customer service is also excellent. Their shipping has always been fast and efficient. I think their shipping rates are about the same as Warlord, so maybe a little higher than average, but not prohibitively slow.
Right.
And they make some amazing miniatures.
Yeah, yeah. They're the best at what they do. I mean, it is a style choice. You know, there are people that, you know, I like the front rank, the bulkier little guys and whatever, but the Perry stuff, I've rarely ever had anything that I would call. I've only ever had one box of Perry miniatures I didn't like, and it was the Zulus. I didn't care for the Zulus, and it was more about the assembly thing, the weird jointed part at the
elbow. They were a little tricky to get to, but I had. I would say, same here. I got the Zulu ones, and I would have. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't order enough to give an honorable mention. The other orders I have all had problems. But, like, I love the Perry stuff, love the Warlord. But when I do order those, it's normally through Amazon. So
yeah, that's fair.
I Perry and Warlord are kind of like cousins that live down the street from each other to me. So if I'm ordering anything from one, I'm usually looking to see what the other one's doing.
I'll throw in an honorable mention for you.
Oh, okay.
Then this will be the last one.
Yeah, because I'm
miniatures market.
Yeah,
their stock is sometimes funky, but yes. Anything I've ever ordered for them came quickly, and they usually have a nice little discount attached to it. Yeah, back when I was looking for Wings of Glory stuff and whatever, they had a bigger stock of that than most people.
They do, and their discounts are usually better than. Just about everybody else out there.
Yep. So it comes out quickly. Right. Like I said, the only thing is, I would say if you're buying a lot of like more fantasy stuff and whatever, it's probably a better retailer. They do a lot of board game stuff and things like that. I could probably throw Litco in that same category that I've always had a pretty good response from them.
I've used Litco for.
Is that where you got the little fatigue counters that we have, little that's what I thought.
Oh no, I made those. Yeah, the dial itself came from Litco. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yes, no. The honorable mint Etsy yes. shops. Now
Etsy,
again,
I've gotten a lot of Etsy.
So. You know, and like eBay, it's per vendor. It's not Etsy as a company because I got kind of screwed over by one guy on Etsy for something. But I've also received some remarkable. Those were little wooden dials that I've used for. Markers and I put scenic stuff on the top of them, but those came quickly. And these are all, at home people. There's a lot of great scenery out there and 3D printed stuff on Etsy that you can go to.
I get a lot of scenery build anything that's 3D printed. Etsy is usually the first place I go look.
Yep. Buyer beware. You have to, look at the reviews of the people and all of that kind of stuff. But
I've not had any bad experiences with anybody on Etsy yet.
Yep.
All my experiences
have been
great.
I had one, sadly. And then when I looked back at it, everybody else was complaining about the same thing. It's like, wow, I should have read the thing. Now, I want to wrap this up by saying this is by no means a comprehensive list. There are dozens of companies that I've done business with once or twice.
If you know of somebody and you've had excellent experiences with them that we didn't mention.
Yep.
Feel free to drop it in the.
Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe we'll create a kind of a favorite vendor list on the Facebook page or something like that, where you can find these links all the time, because you know what we do. That's what we do. We buy stuff and we sometimes paint it. I should list Target for storage containers, but anyway,
I used to train people in a customer service environment. And one of the things I always had to bring up to them is expect everybody to be angry at you when they call in to talk to you, because nobody has ever called a big box vendor to congratulate them on the wonderful stove or refrigerator that they bought. It just doesn't happen.
My favorite complaint of all times was the Grand Canyon steam train. I know. Think of all the words I just said there. Grand Canyon steam train. And on TripAdvisor, it said it was awfully noisy and smoky. It's like, it's a freaking steam train. So anyway, Chantel, help.
This has been Anything But a One: Adventures in Historical Miniature Wargaming. Subscribe on all major podcatchers and please rate and review us. You can support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/ABA and the number one. patreon.com/ABA1. See you next time.